morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now, 100.9, a few minutes ago, talking about how my girlfriend wants me to pet-sit her kitty cat, but I'm not the biggest fan of her kitty cat, and that cat, Charlie, is not a big fan of my dog either.
I like
so
that
I don't
you call
know
it a kitty cat, like it's like a scientific name. I'm like, it's more supposed to be to say cat, you're like, kitty cat.
I don't know
you're
if
You're the
I,
only man that addresses it like that.
I don't know if I want this cat in my house, all right? Good morning. Should I babysit my girlfriend's pet?
So what I would do, there's a couple different things you can do. One is leave the cat where he's at, used to being in her apartment or her house or wherever she lives.
Right.
And just go over and check on the cat. Cats are pretty self-efficient. You don't have
they
to.
They are.
You know, for the most part, make sure it has food and water and maybe your box every couple of days. Every day.
Exactly.
You know, go over and check on him and things like that. And then what you could do is potentially take Bentley with you. So for the issue, cats and dogs always... you know, get along initially when they're introduced to one another, the people in the room.
Maybe they're just arch rivals, though.
I know. They are arch rivals. We lost her. Her phone cut out. But I tell you what, that is. She made a good point, though. Cats, there's something about cats. Dogs, they will do anything to be loved, whereas a cat, the cat will be like, what the hell do you want? Why are you
right.
in my space?
Don't mess with me.
Good morning. What should I do about this cat business?
Well, I actually had to dog sit for my sister, and I have a dog. And in the middle of the night, it just started howling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she told me it was crate chained and everything, and it definitely was not. So I'm opposed to any kind of animal sitting at all.
See, here's
oh,
my
terrible.
Thing. Here's my biggest fear in all of this, ladies, is this cat still has its claws because it goes outside
oh,
a lot.
No.
And it likes to swipe. So my thing is, when I'm afraid this cat is going to leap up on me and do some damage.
You're going to come to work looking like you got in a street fight or something like that because of this cat.
And a damn kitty cat beat my ass up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good day, all right?
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi.
What should I do about pet sitting my girlfriend's cat? This is a lot of pressure.
Do you have like a baby gate or something? You can block a room or like a laundry room?
If anything, I was thinking about just putting this little cat in my half bathroom and letting him survive there for a couple days.
You can't do that for a couple days. Your bathroom is way too small.
I was thinking like when I had three cats and a German Shepherd, I bought a baby gate for him. To be able to escape into the laundry room so that way he couldn't get to them, and that was like their own little area of safety.
The problem is this cat is like freaking Liam Neeson in Taken. He would figure out a way
to get out.
It is a smart cat. I will give him that.
Hey, we
appreciate the call. Have a good day, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Rachel.
What are you going to do?
I appreciate all the calls on this. I've decided I will be the good boyfriend today. And I will watch my girlfriend Sarah's cat, Charlie, for the
next couple
days.
Are you going to go to her house or are you going to have it in your house?
I will have it in my house for a day or two. We will see how it goes. And hopefully Bentley and this cat, Charlie, will be BFFs by the time it's all said and done with, all right?
Like Milo noticed.
That is exactly right.
Put on your war paint, though, in case it goes bad.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.